insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا
The day they see the angels, no good tidings will there be that day for the criminals. And the angels will say, prevented and inaccessible.
The 22nd verse of the chapter says,
يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا
On the day when they shall see the angels, there shall be no glad tidings that day for the guilty. And they shall say, it is a forbidden thing. Totally prohibited. Dear listeners, in the previous verse, you may remember that we talked about the arrogant people of the world and hereafter. They had no hope of resurrection and they expected to see angels. And now this verse is going to answer them. This verse will say that there will be angels coming to them as they wanted it, but in another form. But instead of conveying the light of revelation to them, they will declare the severest threats to them.
يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ
Remember that day when they shall see the angels.
لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ
There shall be no glad tidings that day for the guilty. That day, as Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, is the day of their death. And Allah orders the angel of death to take their life, and when their soul is going to leave their body, some angels hit their backs and faces. Then Imam Baqir alayhi salam recited this verse, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So this noble verse is a kind of threat and warning that they want to see the angels. They wanted to see the angels in the world bringing revelation to them. And they will finally see the angels, these arrogant ones, these polytheists or unbelievers. But as the verse says, they will see them finally in another form, not in the situation they wanted, not while bringing them the light of revelation. لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. There shall be no glad tidings that day for the guilty. On that day, they do not get happy, but since they see the signs of punishment along with them, they fear so much that they will utter the same sentence that they used to say at the time of danger in this world. The Holy Quran in chapter Ghafir says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. O Lord, grant grace to us. O Lord, exempt us. But this is what they were used to say at the time of danger in the world. Certainly, neither this sentence nor other sentences and requests will have any effect on their doomed fate, because they were the ones who started the fire by themselves, by their misdeeds in the world, and this very fire will burn them. The evil deeds which they have done in the world, the evil deeds which they have brought with them to this world will be materialized before their eyes, and they will realize the consequences of their misdeeds. The verse continues saying, وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. And the angels shall say, حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. Paradise is forbidden, totally prohibited. حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. The Arabic word hijr originally means an area that is furnished with stones, and it becomes forbidden to enter. If we see that hijr Ismail is called hijr, it is because it prevents man from some evil actions. That is why we read in the fifth verse of chapter Fajr, هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي hijr? Is there not in this an oath for those who have sense? Also, the companions of Hijr, whose name is mentioned in the Holy Quran, has been used for the name of the people of Salih, alayhi salam, who used to make fortified stone houses for themselves in the mountains, and they were protected by those houses. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, talk about the rest of the verse in the next program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.